Produced by women about women, Powerful Women Let's Talk is a series of interviews with women who have helped shape our community and transform who we are and how we live.
Casey Smith is the president of Serendipity Media, LLC, best known locally as the publisher of West Michigan Woman and Review magazines, executive director of Serendipity Cares, a nonprofit that supports community development, education, and women's health. She also volunteers for a variety of organizations and is award-winning in her field. She is the mom of twin boys. We'll talk more about that. Welcome, Casey, to Powerful Women Let's Talk.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Twin boys, a husband at home, yet most of your employees are female, so your life is balanced.
I don't know if I'd say it's completely balanced, but it definitely makes for an interesting mix every single day.
Good. Looking forward to sharing all about you. How was Serendipity Media born?
Serendipity was born in 2002. It was about 11 months after 9/11, and I was working for a previous publisher, and we were in the midst of making a lot of changes. And at that time in our industry, there was just a lot of change that was going on. And at the time, I had a business partner, and he said, you know, we can do this on our own and do what we want to do and kick it off. And I look back and I think about it, and as crazy as it was, we opened our doors in August of 2002 with a group travel publication, and it really took off. We had enough contacts and relationships in the industry to really build the publication. And then within 3 years, we were adding different publications, and it's kind of how the story wrote, and it's taken off from there.
Why a West Michigan woman magazine?
You know, when we started Serendipity Media, all of our publications were, for the most part, in tour and travel. And having gone through a 9/11, we wanted to diversify our portfolio. And over the years, we did a couple of additional things. We worked with the Student Youth Travel Association. We brought in the National After School Association. So we started getting a little more into education and association. And then we also published a magazine for the Schubert Organization in New York. So again, still all tour and travel and education. And when we looked at our portfolio at that given time, the only publication that we actually owned was Groups Today magazine, our original core publication. And so we really wanted to once again diversify our portfolio. And, you know, I had this idea after I had my boys that I'm like, you know what, I know that there's some organizations out here, but there's got to be a way in a magazine for people to connect, women to connect, professional women like myself, who is really struggling with like the balance of work and life and living. And so I had the idea, threw it out to the team, and obviously having a production predominantly female team, they were like, absolutely, let's do this. And in 2012, we actually launched with a digital website only. And within about 3 weeks, we had 12,000 page views. And we were like, I think there's something to this. And we launched in August of 2012 with a print edition. And since then, it's, you know, the community has really grabbed onto it because it's talking about real content that we're all facing, whether it's going through what we're going through now, whether it's a career, whether it's just home, whether it's relationships, no matter what the topic is, the community is really, really, you know, lobbed onto it, and we've evolved it into events as well. And it's been a great journey. It's been a ton of fun.
Let's talk about your leadership style. Leading, well, a team of I would think mostly women. What works?
You know, I would say that my leadership style has evolved over the years, and I think it's evolved just based on experience in life and what you're going through. You know, today I would say that I definitely lead with transparency and communicate, even if I don't have anything to communicate with our team. It's taken me a long time, I think, to get to that point where being really transparent about where we're at, what our goals are, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, and be articulate about that. I also think that, you know, as a leader, I've surrounded myself with great people that are have different skill sets than I do. I believe that you can't manage your entire team. You have to do it in a tiered approach. I can manage a few people really, really well and then empower them to manage the people that they're working with as well. And I truly feel blessed that I have a fantastic group of team members who also believe in the philosophy that I do, is that you're learning and growing every day. Just because we create an expectation and a plan that's moving forward doesn't mean that once we get there that things are done. We grow, we develop, we build, we grow beyond where we are today. And that culture is not right for everybody, you know, so we try to bring people in who really believe that. And it's been a fun journey. My leadership team is really strong, and our team members that we have are committed to quality work and to success and to helping us ride this journey together. And especially in our industry, I mean, the rules change every day, whether it's, you know, marketing and social media and things are changing. So I've got a great team who really want to grow and develop together.
As you climb the journey of your career, what's it take to find your own voice, to own your own voice? How important is that?
It's definitely important to find your voice. I mean, without a doubt. I would say, you know, for me, it's taken a lot of life experience to get me to find my own voice. You know, I think that your voice changes over time, and I think it changes based on the experiences that you have. But I also think that part of the way is you need to have confidence in yourself and believe in the work that you're doing and be an advocate for yourself. And I would say probably earlier in my career, I didn't do that as much, but I also have a group of people around me that have encouraged me to, you know, use your voice and do it for good. And I've done that. You know, I think it's important. I feel very blessed to have the company that I have, to have the team that I have, and to have the success that I have. But I also feel it's our obligation to also use that voice because you've been given that gift of success. And so, like I said, it's taken a lot of years to get out there and to do a little bit more talking and using the voice in the best way that I feel that it can be used. But it's been a great journey.
Did you have a mentor growing up, and or are you serving as one?
You know, I have had many mentors throughout the years, and I wouldn't pinpoint one person. I said a minute ago, one of the things I really believe in is that you have to learn and grow. And I think that those opportunities come in so many different ways. It can come from this experience right here that we're having. I have learned from people that I've sat on boards with, things that I just never thought was going to be something that was going to be an awareness for myself. I have learned from the covers of our magazine and their journeys and the experiences that they've had. And, you know, honestly, I've also learned from my employees. They've taught me how to be a better leader, and they've really helped me shape who I am. And, you know, certainly there's additional people in my personal life as well. But I think that there are mentors all around. You just have to open your eyes and your ears and listen to those that are around us. And I think that people shed really incredible light on life and business and personal stuff when you just have your ears open.
You have personally and professionally given back to the community. Expand on that.
Yeah. So I've always been a philanthropic person by nature and have always been participating in various nonprofit organizations in my entire career. However, in 2012, when we launched West Michigan Woman, we felt that it was very important that we do something as a give back. There's so many events in our community, and you know, we have an opportunity again to do something really good and do some quality work. And so, long story short, we established Serendipity Cares, which is our nonprofit, and that does cover our nonprofit arm for all of our publications. But particularly locally, we do Wine and Wig and for West Michigan Woman. And that event particularly helps us to raise funds for the breast cancer awareness community. And particularly, we believe that the four charities we have really focus on what we call the breast cancer continuum, which is early detection, treatment support, emotional support, and research. And so the funds raised through Serendipity Cares and Wine and Wig, we divide by four to those local charities that we have here in town. And to date, we've raised over about $167,000 for these organizations. And it's a ton of fun doing the event. But what's more important is the fact that we give back to these local organizations that are really doing the meaningful work in our community.
All right, time to have fun. why should the topic Casey Smith of twins come up in this conversation?
I got to tell you, it's been quite an adventure. You know, my kids never cease to amaze me in the stories they write, the laughter they bring to the table, and the frustration. Got to be honest with you, I was a little frustrated yesterday. You know, we were golfing together as a family, and I had to teach one of them, like, you can't quit. We don't quit. We're not quitters, you know. But I'll tell you what, I mean, having a set of twins, people always ask me, gosh, what's it like? I'm like, I have no frame of reference. I didn't have children before I had twin boys. And my husband and I wanted two kids, two boys, and we got them at the same time. It's quite an adventure.
But twins run in your family.
They do. So my aunt and uncle are twins. My husband and I have twins. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law have a set of twin boys. And my niece has a set of twins as well. So yes, it does run in our family.
Let's talk also about the not driving the cart when you golf.
Maybe that was why I got frustrated yesterday. We typically do Sunday family golf together, and I was actually driving the cart, which might have contributed to my frustration. But no, I have this weird thing. I don't like to drive a golf cart. When I golf, for me, it's one of those things where I really get to sit back, relax, and just enjoy, and I don't think about scoring. I don't think about anything. All I think about is just enjoying nature and being outside. And so I literally have examples of people who've joined me as my guest, and I've asked them, do you like to drive a golf cart? They're like, sure. And I'm like, thank you. You're driving today. And I'll just tell you where to go. It's just a weird idiosyncrasy that I have. But I do love the game of golf, though. It's a ton of fun, and it's just great to be outside.
Short game or long game, your strength?
Neither. I don't know what it is these days. You know what? I have been playing fairly committed for the last 10 years, and I've been taking lessons for 10 years. And so I still need to have more lessons. So it's a game of complete frustration, but it's also a game of commitment. And you know what? For me, it's a ton of fun. I love to be outside. And, you know, especially this last summer, you know, it just to have that outlet has been really, really tremendous, not only for myself, but our entire family.
Lesson in life, never quit. Can you be successful in your business and still be an introvert?
What most people don't know is that I am an introvert. So I would say yes to that. I have a, you know, have tested on multiple tests, Myers-Briggs and done the DISC and all of that kind of stuff. But I tend to be more of an introvert and my extrovert comes out when I need to be an extrovert. And I do love to socialize. I love to get out there, but I really regenerate by being alone, being at home, being able to collect myself as an individual. I love to be social. I love to go to events. I love to meet new people, but you know, I definitely regenerate internally.
Great. Fill in the blank. You love to bake. What?
Anything. Particularly, I am known for my chocolate chip cookie bake.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the Nestle Toll House recipe with some personal stuff that I can't share because I was told I can't pass along the goods that go in that cookie bake.
Keep that in the Smith family. How important is it to plan our future, or is it? How do we plan the next step?
That's a great question. So I think that planning is important. I think that you should be able to have some long-range goals in what you want to accomplish, because I do think it helps you navigate the path as you go. What's really interesting is over the last few years, I was really good at planning 1 to 2 years out and achieving those goals. But I really struggled with a little bit more longer term, and I was really challenged at looking, you know, where do you want to be in 10 years? And I'm like, God, I didn't even know I'd want to be there in this in 1 year, let alone how can I figure out 10 years? And it's been a great exercise to go through because it's helped me to really start thinking about where it is that we want to go. And, you know, got it all, the plan all completely done, and then COVID hit. So you got to retool and revisit what some of those long-term plans are. But I do think it's important to look into the future and say, this is what I want my company to be in 10 years. This is where I want to be. And being able to articulate that so you know what path that you're creating and what the journey is going to look like to get there. And, you know, there's going to be points where you're going to have to navigate the sale and readjust. But if I know that I want to double the size of my company in the next 10 years, you know, it's going to help influence some of the decisions that I want to make and need to make in order to be able to achieve those goals.
What book do you want me to read?
So this is a book I read a really long time ago. It's probably 20 years ago, and it's called In the Meantime. And I am notorious, In the Meantime by Alana Van Zandt. And I am notorious for, as soon as we get through this, things are going to get normal. As soon as we get through this, things are going to get normal. And just keeping things very clean on the main floor. And the book really relates to a house, right? And, you know, the main floor of your house is what everybody sees. And, you know, particularly myself, I like to keep that really clean. And, you know, but sometimes when you go to the basement and you start making some cleaning, whether it's personally and working through things, you know, you got to do some hard work to clean the basement. And, you know, upstairs in your bedrooms where you kind of keep some private stuff. And it's a great book that really relates to life, that, you know, you can look ahead and you can look in the past, but ultimately you need to really live in the moment and live in today and realize the feelings, the emotion, and life that you have today is going to help shape what you do tomorrow. And you're going to move on. It was a great book of growth and one that was really significant at that point in time in my life.
Awesome. Thank you, Casey Smith, president of Serendipity Media, for this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Powerful Woman. Let's talk. I'm Shelley Irwin.
Produced by women about women, these powerful podcasts focus on powerful women and how their strength transforms who we are and how we live. Want to hear more Powerful Women Let's Talk? Get additional interviews at WGVU.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and subscribe. Powerful Women Let's Talk is produced by WGVU at the Meyer Public Broadcast Center at Grand Valley State University. The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of WGVU, its underwriters, or Grand Valley State University.